Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. It is election day, 2 hours to go for polls to be open. Here's what you need to know. Most polling for precincts are open until 7 p.m. Two statewide races are on the ballot. The Secretary of State oversees business licenses and elections, and the Public Service Commission oversees your utility bills. You may also have a local election on your individual ballot. Nearly 7 million registered voters are eligible to take part in this runoff election in Georgia. If you are mailing an absentee ballot, it must be postmarked today. It must be received by Friday. A boil water advisory is now lifted for hundreds of thousands of people in the city of Atlanta. A failure at a pump station yesterday prompted it. The advisory was lifted around 1 this afternoon. Atlanta City Council has adopted a transportation plan. It's aimed at improving safety and mobility throughout the city. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Numbers from the transportation plan show about 70% of people drive alone, which leads to more congestion. The plan includes building more lanes suitable for pedestrians, bikes, and even electric scooters. Sally Phlox is with PEDS, an advocacy group that works to create safer streets. She says at any time, there are hundreds of people riding scooters around Atlanta.
The fast growth of use just shows that there's a lot of people that would like to get around and are willing to get around on ways other than in a single occupant vehicle.
Phlox says she would like to see more complete streets, which offers lanes for cars and other modes of transportation. There are currently 10 of those projects underway in the city. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.